ధ్యానతిమిరాంధశ్యాంజనశలాఖయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. Number, sorry, we are taking lesson number 4, part 4, isn't it? Lesson number 4, what is the title?
Precautions.
Listen twice, think thrice, say once. Precautionary. Prabhupada is telling everyone, before starting your ISKCON life, we should be very, very cautious. That's why he is giving us precautionary statements. Number one, what we took in the number one, part one?
Learn
anything as it is. Don't learn anything as like or what he tells. It should be as it is, the original. Don't learn the duplicate things. Second part. This world is full of cheaters and cheated because they are not learning as it is. Number third. Don't believe anyone blindly. Very nice. How much you got to Rangarajan for these two? You were absent for these two? No, 90 I think so. Last paper no one got 90. The highest mark is 85.
Last paper,
but you sent, you didn't send the answer?
I sent the answer. I haven't seen the last question.
But the marks, achha, the topmost is 85 and no one got 100%.
Second one I got 93. Last one I don't
know. So today we are taking the fourth one, is very, very important one. Breaking the bricks in a jail is not
profession
but
punishment.
How many people think that we are in jail? This material world is jail or not? Jail or not, Radesh? Is jail? You are feeling like that one? How? How do you say that you are in a jail? I don't think so. You are not feeling like this like a jail.
No, we are conditioned by the birth, old age and disease.
But you never remember even your birth now?
No, Prabhu. Like, we are always in suffering. So
that's point is mine. Anything you do, you are suffering. Ultimately, you are suffering. You are doing for your own sake, for good sake. But also you are suffering, isn't it? So this is the jail. We have to think first of all this one point. So in a jail we have to come out. What are the punishment they normally give in a jail? They want to break the bricks. Anyone seen that one? Because for any construction or anything, they need small, small bricks, a big, big one and all. Somehow we have to engage them. So they are asking to break this one. Isn't it? In Tamil they say no. Bell adicha saapada. You are kettirukala? Anybody heard this one? Bell adicha. If bell rings now, then they will get lunch, dinner, anything. That's the life of a jail. Here, how we can compare that one? Money adicha. No. That's how you are feeling here in this material world. First day,
salary.
New month, salary. Isn't it? So in a jail, that one is compulsory. They have to do that one. They have to obey. Otherwise, the condition will be critical. So everybody is doing that one. Why the punishment is required? Is the punishment is temporary or is permanent? A punishment is temporary or permanent? Temporary. Why punishment is required? Why they are giving us punishment?
To correct our behavior.
To correct our mistakes. Isn't it? To correct our mistakes. So, we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. About this Vaikuntha Loka, but we also did something wrong. That's why they sent us here. Earlier in India, anyone who does something wrong, they were sent to Andaman. The English people, they were sending to? Where they were sending?
Australia.
But Australia we cannot say now. It's well developed. Isn't it? Well developed now. So the punishment, we are also under punishment now. No one is understanding. What is the punishment and what is the eternal duty? The difference, is there anything? Punishment and your original eternal duty.
Eternal duty is to serve Krishna. Eternal duty is to serve Krishna. Be servant of Krishna.
So what the difference? Suppose if you are, for some time you are doing your original duty, for some time you are asked to do some punishment.
Punishment is temporary.
That's we already told.
We are always in anxiety.
It's called little better answer this one. Then we are always in anxiety. Then in that original service duty,
No suffering, no anxiety.
No sufferings, no anxiety, nothing. You are free to do anything and anything under your limitations. Isn't it? But in punishment, you are not happy. You are limited. Isn't it? So, the punishment is a good thing to recover our original position. Isn't it? So, during this punishment, suppose if you go against the jailer, then what will happen? The punishment will more severe. Isn't it? What does it mean? He is going against the jailer. What does it mean? What you can understand from that one?
Not following the rules.
Not obeying the authority. Isn't it? If you don't follow the authority, we have to suffer. How here in this world, everyone is happy? Having two buildings, 50 crores in a bank balance, very nice bungalow. Everyone is happy? All politicians are happy? No one is happy, What could be the reason? If you are not happy, what is the reason for that one?
You are not Krishna conscious.
You tell in simple words. No, better answer. Now we were coming, I am now telling step by step.
What is the anxiety that you will lose
it? Not following the rules.
Not following the rules. It means I have my own desire. I work as per my desire. I don't follow you. Who is the representative of Krishna here? Representative of Guru. Representative of Krishna is Guru. What is the difference between Guru and Krishna? What is the difference between Guru and Krishna?
Theoretically, there is no difference.
Theoretically?
Practically? Practically, Krishna is in a higher level than Guru.
Apart from that one?
Krishna is within. Guru is outside. Krishna is within.
Guru is external manifestation of Krishna, that we can say. Then? Very correct. Then, still more, what is the job of Guru and what is the job of Krishna? There is a difference, This is vague answer.
He connects the relationship between.
Good. How he connects? Engagement. That's very important word. The engagement is important. You may acquire so much knowledge, that's not going to benefit you. But you have to utilize that knowledge. Engagement. If you take Bhagavad Gita for distribution from Kanyakumari to Kashmir, everybody say, I have Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Many people they say like that, I don't need this one. I have already Bhagavad Gita. But anything they learn from that one, anything they are adopting, the principles inside that Bhagavad Gita? No one. Isn't it? What is the use of having Bhagavad Gita? So they have to engage. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, but no one engaged. That's why Krishna himself came down as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He demonstrated. Isn't it? He demonstrated how to do. That's why we come to know all these things. Otherwise nothing. From Bhagavad Gita, from Arjuna, no one learned anything. Is that right? Is there any disciplic succession from Arjuna? No. Isn't it? From Chaitanya we have very nice things. We were having four paramparas, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come and put all the things in this parampara, Brahma, Gaudiya, Madhva parampara. All the essence from other trees also, we took that one and put in our parampara. So now it is surviving very nicely. But here also we are using Manushyanam Sahasresu Kinchit Yadatsati. We are not perfectly following. We are not becoming perfect. Out of thousands of people endeavoring to become perfect, hardly one become perfect. What is the reason behind?
Following rules and regulations.
Not following rules and regulations. We are not following. That's why Prabhupada already gave precautions. Before you start your life in ISKCON, learn anything as it is. Mind that this whole world is full of cheaters and cheated. Be careful. Don't believe anyone. Blindly follow the rule. Follow the rule. Sadhu, Sastra, Guru, Vakya, Chittate, Hari, Kariyai. Leader, being leader, you are not telling the right answer. We already worked this part. Sadhu, Sastra, Guru, Vakya, Chittate, Kariyai. These three should be coincide. They should collide each other. They should converse to one point, single point. So today we are learning, we are all thinking that this is my profession. Who are thinking like that one? Here in this world, who are thinking that this is my profession? All are engineers, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, employers, employees. Servants, clerks, so many professions are there. Isn't it? All are thinking this is my profession. What is the real, eternal, permanent, jubilant job? Serving Krishna. Our real duty is to serve Krishna. Jivere Swarupahaya Krishnera Krishna Dasa. You know in the story of this one? Sanatana Goswami. To Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Jivere Swarupahaya Krishnera Krishna Dasa. And on what occasion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him? Can anyone? We are all lawyers, doctors, engineers, employers, employees, businessmen, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Some company men become billionaire recently. That also came in newspaper. From millionaire he become to billionaire. So what was my question? On what occasion? So Sanatana Goswami is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Mahaprabhu, everyone is calling me as Pandit. Everyone calling me as Pandit. But I do not know what?
Who am I?
I do not know. What am I? And they are telling, I am Pandit. Is that the wonder thing? I do not know who I am, but all are coming and calling me, hey Pandit, Pandit, you know everything. But he doesn't know who he is. Is that the wonder? He doesn't know himself what he is. Others are calling him blindly, Pandit, Pandit. So, I do not know, my dear Mahaprabhu, please tell me, who am I? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Jivera Swarupahaya Krishnera. Whoever you may be, what position you may in, you are nothing but eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal means always. Whether you are in punishment period or you are free from punishment, you are eternal servant of Krishna. This is the meaning. I am in punishment in a school. One student is not obedient. He is under punishment. He is asked to go to the gate, entrance, and stand up there. And the lecturer is giving lecture. Teacher is teaching something. But he cannot think that I am under punishment. I need not listen to my teacher. Isn't it? During the punishment or not under punishment, he should obey the authority. Isn't it? Then only his punishment will be withdrawn. Isn't it? Is made free from punishment. Isn't it? Everyone will accept this point? So now, in our world, we are all working. Everyone is doing sadhava. Most of them are serving only. Earlier, they were doing their own business. Otherwise, farming. Nowadays, normally, even the farmer's son becoming collector. Bus conductor become karodpati, senior actor. Isn't this? So this way, but they forgot their eternal duty. You understand? Even under punishment period, we should not forget our eternal duty. Eternal duty is serve Krishna. Isn't it? Now we take for the example, I have given doctor. Now I'll take a lawyer. Okay? In my subject matter, you can see doctor. Huh? Now I will take the example of a lawyer. Lawyers are really nowadays lawyers are liars. Very, very correct. Huh? Liars are liars. Yeah? You take a lawyer, he never understands that he is under punishment. And he thinks whether the case is genuine or not. He is telling, no problem, I will get you on. Huh? You are the winner. There is no doubt. I am giving you guarantee. But I demand this much money. It requires that much. Can you be able to pay? Isn't it? That person, poor person, he tells yes. Isn't it? But he knows that that person is wrong side. Then also he is giving hope. No problem. I am so intelligent. Huh? I can do everything and I will... what is that called? I will argue. And make you victorious, winner. My arguments are very strong. You know these arguments? Very tricky arguments are there. If you read Radha and Krishna conversations, particular Nectar of Devotion, and then Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha and Krishna, it's very, very tricky, we cannot understand. Even between Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. Transcendental words. So here, liars, they do not know the truth. As though they know the truth, they will say that I am there for you. One person got married and he left the wife and children and he is having family with some girl, some other girl. Is good or bad? But the lawyer for that person, he tells you, don't bother. Isn't it? I am there for you. If you are giving me so much, I will make you winner. Isn't it? So many cases are pending now. They cannot give the judgment. In those days, immediately they give the judgment. Immediately, even in Mahabharata case, Yudhishthira Maharaj gave instantaneous judgment. Even that Virat king, he could not give. In that assembly, one baby and two mothers are coming. Both are claiming the baby is mine, mine, mine. You know this story? Mahabharata, this cognizant period. Virata kingdom, they were there. Not Yudhishthira as Yudhishthira, but his name is Karna something, indifferent. Incognito, they were in that one. That time, the baby is one and two mothers claiming, it is mine, it is mine, it is mine. Then he could not give the judgment, the king, Virata king. Then he is asking his assistant, Yudhishthira, but he doesn't know that he is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira immediately said, yes, I can. I can give the judgment. The instant, and he said, please believe. It asked, you better to cut the baby two, half. Give each one, 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 one. Each part, one, one, mother. Then, you can see the real mother telling, no, no, please stop, stop, stop. Don't cut the baby. It's my baby. Let my baby with her. I cannot see my baby to be cut. If my baby is not with me also, it's okay. But my baby should be happy wherever he is. One mother is telling. Another telling, she kept mom. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj told, don't cut the baby. The baby belongs to this mother. You understand? Instantaneous answers. Who can give instantaneous answers in our normal period? Those who have intelligence. Yesterday also I told you very, very nice, the topmost transcendental, it's yesterday. Who have? Om Ajnana Timirandasya. Those who are in Ajnana, ignorant, they do not know the justice. So he is opening the eyes. That person can give the judgment. So now you tell me, who can? Who has seen the truth? You're all tubelets only. Who has seen the truth? That's why I'm telling you, I've been telling you, don't see outwardly. Observe inside. Outward is external energy, Maya. Internally means Krishna. That's the pastime of Krishna. You have to see internally, not outwardly. The Guru has seen the truth. That's why he is supposed to show us. Ajnana Tibirandasya Jnananjana Sala. He is opening our eyes. After the operation also, eye operation, the doctors ask the patient, slowly open your eyes. Isn't it? Slowly open your eyes. Suppose the patient says that I cannot see anything, it is blank. Sometimes it happens. So what is the meaning? What does it mean? The operation was not successful. So if we are God initiated and we are still in Ajnana, then have we got initiated? If our eyes are open and we cannot see anything, we are seeing only this one, the fan is running. So the Guru has to show what he has seen. That is nothing but hidden hands of Krishna. So this is very, very important point. Those who have seen the hidden hands of Krishna can give the judgment instantaneously. Because nowadays the lawyers are liars. They cannot give, they prolong for their own benefit. Not the benefit of the justice. In High Court Solo, they just close the eyes, one statue will be there with balance. Because there is no truth, no one can see the truth. Isn't it? No one can see the truth because no one has seen Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all the causes. Isn't it? So, the lawyers and all, they are liars. They are under punishment. Now we come to our point. How to come out from that? During punishment period also, he has to concentrate on his eternal duty. Isn't it? So, the lawyer is there. By mercy of our Prabhupada, he become Krishna conscious. I have my godbrother in Bombay when I was there. He is also still there. His name is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Prabhu. He is a liar. Really telling. He always in Krishna consciousness. Any time, anywhere, we have those days and all, my Guru Maharaj has morning program, afternoon program, noon program, evening program, night program, late night program. For all the things, this lawyer is present, always is helpful. Once really asked him, because I never keep mama, if I have any doubt, I dust cleared. Prabhuji, you are not at all going to your office. Huh? And you have your family. He had his wife, his mother, huh? One son, one daughter got married, of course. Huh? So he had brothers also. Yes. You are not, I have not seen that you are absent for any of our programs. No, you are not at all going to your office. How are you maintaining? He answered very nicely. Prabhuji, you do not know, I need not go to my office. I give you a call a daily, then I am earning minimum 25,000 a month. He was really telling me. It's not going just by a call. Those days there is no telephone, this sort of cell programs, we have to ring. Those days. He's telling one call a day, I am earning less, not less than 25. Those days 25,000 is so great. Isn't it? So, like that one, during this punishment, a lawyer should have the consciousness. I am under punishment. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will feel like this one now. You all should feel, even if you are not lawyers, you may be engineers. No? Computer engineers or any engineer or a lawyer, a doctor, anyone. You should all feel that one. We have to develop our consciousness that I am an instrument in the hands of Krishna. I am under punishment in this world. Even then, I should be in the service of Krishna. Any client comes to me, I am a lawyer now, any client comes to me, I should feel him as, part and parcel of Krishna, son of Krishna, child of Krishna. Krishna has sent him to me. You understand? Please understand, whatever may be our profession, so-called profession, we should feel, Krishna has sent me. Otherwise, those who are elevated, they may say, even my guru has sent him to me, to purify. He needs justice. Outside the world, he is humiliated. Isn't it? So you have to help him. We don't have that consciousness. We will think, this party is very rich person. We have to loot him. Same thing, doctor also. After 3 days, you can come. You have to come. Your disease is like that one. What can I do? You have to come again after 3 days. Take this one. Again come. Isn't it? You understand the point? This is really happening. The patient has come means without the sanction of Krishna, the patient wouldn't have come to you. Isn't it? So if we see inwardly, don't say outwardly, he's a millionaire, he can pay me so much money, I can loot him. Just to see within, he is also part and parcel of Krishna. Isn't it? Then I have to treat him. With this vision only, our Guru Maharaj, he started eye operations and all in Barsana. We just had the pilgrimage to Barsana. After seeing that there are so many, they are very, very pure devotees, highly elevated devotees in Barsana, old people, but they are very much blinded. Cataract was there for everyone. So my Guru Maharaj, he asked all the doctors in the Bhaktivedanta, they were also on the tour. I was also there at that time. He told we have to help these blind people. So yearly once we have that program, operations, free of cost. Free of cost. All come, they glorify. Even Muslims were also there. Even Muslims also, they appreciate us. If you loot your money, what will happen, the reactions of that world? Isn't it? Everyone will curse. He has to take one more birth. In that birth, it is not certain that he is going to get to human form. Definitely he is not going to get to human form. Isn't it? If he treats the patients, the clients, as the children of Krishna, then there is no another birth for him. Which is better? Taking another birth in this world is better. Otherwise, rendering service to Krishna during this punishment period and going back to Godhead, which is better? You are thinking to maintain your family by looting the public money. Isn't it? That's what people are thinking. But they do not know how they are suffering. They never think of. Guaranteed that one, they are going to suffer. Now also see the riding and all is going on. Many, many doctors, they got this one. Isn't it? Politicians also, all are those who accumulated wealth like this one, public money. There are, most of them are suffering. This is the duty of the government also. If the government is very slack, neglectful, then they will also suffer by God, Almighty. You understand? So each and everyone should think that I am the instrument in the hands of Krishna to fulfill the desires of everyone. Krishna's first. He wants to do this one. As though he doesn't have any duty. He has nothing to do anything. But out of love, out of compassion, he is fulfilling all the desires of all the people from time immemorial. So being a grahastha also, you have to take your duty. Being a son, for example, you have parents, grandparents, wife, children, isn't it? You have to maintain all of them, there is no doubt. But if you loot the public and try to maintain, you are not at all successful. You are not at all successful. It's impossible. Who can maintain anyone? Who can maintain anyone? What is the sloka? What is the sloka? Who is maintaining us?
Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham.
What is the sloka? Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham. It's not the LIC of India. It's taking care of Ananya Chintayanto Maham. Ananya. We should not think that I am a lawyer, I am an engineer, I am this, I am that. Ananya Chintayanto Maham. Don't think of anything else. Just think of me. Ananya Chintayanto Maham. You understand? You take your duty as a son or as a servant in a working in a company. You are the employer, employee. And think that this is the service to Krishna. In that one, you may feel that you are going to become, you are going to become bankrupted. Then also you have to do that one. What is the sloka? Sreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharmo swanusthaha. Swadharme nidhanam chaiva parodharma bhayavaha. You think your duty as a lawyer or doctor and also as a instrument in the hands of Krishna, even then if you are earning less money, honestly, you are going to be protected. But you may think, no, other ways I can, really? Isn't it? Other ways I can earn so much money. Why I should do like this and all? No? To become a lawyer, my parents spent so much money. They took some loans. I have payback. Krishna never told your parents to take some loan and make him a lawyer. He didn't say? He said that one? Be happy with what you have. Don't take any loan from anyone. Who said you? Then you are going to face the consequences. My parents got this much money, so I have to pay back. So I am doing. Then you are going to suffer forever. Please understand, anyone and everyone should be satisfied with what they have. They cannot borrow anything. That's not necessary. Krishna is controlling all of us. So Krishna knows what we need. And we are thinking that it is better if I can take some loan and do this one. Those who are taking loans, they are suffering. Isn't it? That's why Krishna very nicely telling before doing your duty, learn Bhagavad Gita. Apply the principles in that one, in your duty. Books are the? Then the next one? Utility is the principles. You are not utilizing Bhagavad Gita. The principles in Bhagavad Gita, that's why you are all suffering. So Krishna made the whole world stopped. He stopped the time. You do not do your duty. Before doing your duty, learn Bhagavad Gita. Karma Yoga is the 10th chapter. Then Karma Yoga, even he recommended demigods also. Demigods also, he sent demigods along with the living beings. And he told that be happy with them. Anything you are getting, give back them, otherwise you are going to become thieves. So there, Krishna just sending them from Vaikuntha Loka to this world, like world. Then fourth chapter, knowledge. Transcendental knowledge. Oh God, the third chapter is Karma Yoga. You have to acquire some knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Then in fifth, is telling use that knowledge and act. Action in Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? We have to learn the knowledge. We have to know the knowledge and learn it how to utilize that principle. Utility is the principle. Then only you will get the force. The force is making you pure. With that pure you can do preaching. That is the essence. Preaching is the essence. Isn't it? So everyone should think that either they are the doctors or lawyers, they are all under punishment. It is not necessary for them to borrow some money and get this degree and try to repay them. That's not necessary. What is available with you, be happy with that one. See, scriptures recommend you borrow and do something? Is there any scripture anywhere in Christianity or in Muslim? Is there like that one? Anywhere have you heard? No one advises like that one. But we people, without having proper knowledge, we do like that one. Krishna is giving what we need according to our karma. We have to be satisfied with that one. So don't think that we are all professionals. We are all under punishment. Very nice. At least now by the mercy of Prabhupada we understood this much. Now our duty is, we have to become the instruments in the hands of Krishna. for his mission. Huh? Isn't it? Even teaching profession also. Huh? We have to give knowledge to them. I know when I was actually 2.5 years old. Huh? In my home opposite to that one, and the two buildings next to my opposite building, there is one old person with big tilaks. Huh? He teaches everyone. And we had in Telugu, Pedda Bala Shiksha. Bala Shiksha means for children. That's there. No? He is freely he was teaching. Even I used to go there when I was 2.5 years old. I still remember. Free of cost. The building also our relatives. They give freely. Those days they have this, what is the called, the veranda, the tinna. That's free. Nowadays they don't leave space like that. They make one room and they rent it. Those days that's all there. We were sitting and he was teaching us. Free of cost. Please understand. They love to give the knowledge to the people. Nowadays what happened? It become?
Money.
Business. Isn't it? No one has anything. I'm giving some knowledge to them. Then Krishna will empower me like that. No one is thinking. Isn't it? Those days teachers means they worship the teachers. Nowadays what they are doing? They're criticizing. Isn't it? They're mocking the teachers. They're throwing something over them. They have no respect for teachers. Isn't it? So this and all, because we are going away from the truth, real world, we are going away from God. That's why this and all happening. We never said that you give up your job, you become full-time devotee. No, Vaishnavas should preach like that one. Be there. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling those who are attached to demigods, don't disturb them. He's telling, teach them how to worship them, how to become selfless, how to become without motivation. You should do service to them. That's way. Krishna is also telling. You understand? No grihastha should necessarily to become sannyasis or leave their family, children and all. Not necessary. Krishna never told. As to Arjuna wanted to go out and beg, Krishna is telling, no, you are Kshatriya, you have to fight. So here we are all actually, as doctors, lawyers, we are under punishment. We are breaking the bricks just like in a jail. So I used to tell that those who are busy, having busy schedule, they should also do some worship in home. At least to offer some flowers, show some incense, make one garland. These are all very, very nice. Isn't it? If you render service to deities or pictures, then your material job will come down. These are oppositely proportionate, inversely. Inversely proportionate. If you increase devotional service more and more, your material activity will go less and less and less. Inversely proportionate. I'm thinking in Sanskrit. Samasambandha?
Loma Viloma.
Loma Viloma. Always better to remember Sanskrit words. You just check yourself. When I come to ISKCON, that time I used to do all the services as though I was working. I have to walk to take my bus for at least 1 kilometer. In bus I used to travel for at least 6 to 7 kilometers. Then I catch the train to travel for 22 kilometers. Then I have to walk. I have to walk for my workplace for about 1 kilometer. This was my position in the. Actually, I started this one in 1985. With photos, this and all in Bombay. But having my Mangala Arati, Guru Puja, evening Sandhya, or even if I am late, my wife and my children used to do. I got Nitha Gauranga at that time itself. Now, 24 hours I am doing only this one. I am not taking care of my family, I am not earning any single pie for to maintain my family. But my family is going on nicely. Who is the other personalities in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Srivas Pandit. He used to give the place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and his group. Every day night they used to come and sing, dance. They recite stories. The home is engaged like that one. But he never does any business or any work to earn any single pie. His family is joint family. Many members were there. But everything went going on smoothly by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just the faith. The faith can do anything. Can you give any example of the faith? Very, very strong faith. The dove. The waves took away the eggs. The dove got angry. How can you take my eggs? I'm not going to leave. With his beak, taking little water and putting on shore. It's happening for a long time. The birds king, Garuda, and wondered, what is my brother is doing? Came down and asked. Then because of him, the dove got back the eggs. That's the faith. But we have no faith. That's why we're all suffering. Maintenance is done by only Krishna, not by us. Please understand. So this is mine. This one request even for Prabhupada's precautions. We cannot think that we are independent here in this material world and we are doing our profession. In that profession we can do as such as we want. We can loot public and we earn so much money. We can accumulate money. That's not the place. Looting our own brothers. How we are going to be happy then? We are all children of God. If you look, then it is different. What is the differentiation? Differentiation. If you look outwardly, that is differentiation. This, that, mine, yours. If you see internally, it becomes integration. We are bringing everything together, integration. Differentiation means we are dividing everything by the mercy of Maya. By the mercy of Krishna, we can bring everything together, integrate each and everything. So this one is giving me so much idea, the outward look, inward look, integration, differentiation, Maya and Krishna. So very nicely Krishna is telling Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Vedya, Nistraigunya Bhavachana. The Vedas, they are dealing with only the three modes. Even we do not know, Prabhupada never told us to go through all the Vedas, huh? No? Bhagavad Gita one is enough, then Bhagavata. Huh? Bhagavad Gita is directly Krishna spoke. That's very, very important. If you accept that for the principles, accepting means all are telling that I have Bhagavad Gita in myself. That's not the thing. Huh? We have to utilize the principles in our life. We have to become like? We have to become like? We have to become like? After understanding, implementing the principles in Bhagavad Gita, we have to become like? Arjuna. Karishe Vachanam Tava. Huh? Why we are all tube like? We are all acting, we are working on computers, isn't it? By chance we do something mistake, that software doesn't do any mistake, isn't it? You got the point, huh? Isn't it? They are not independent, huh? The softwares and all, they are very much dependent, huh? But they very nicely they act. Then only we scratch our head, oh, I did something mistake, huh? The software never gone wrong, huh? This is my mistake, isn't it? But as though we have the intelligence, we have everything, we only made the software, but still we are not perfect, huh? But that is perfect, isn't it? We made so many instruments, but the instruments is not producing another instrument. But God created a person, the person is producing another person. There's the difference between God's creation and our creation. Huh? If you make one cell phone, the cell phone is not going to produce another cell phone. But God created a man and women. They are producing man and woman. This is the creation of Krishna. So we should understand what Krishna is. Huh? So in this, mainly now I want to tell you that how much you take the service of Krishna in your life, that much your burden of material service is reduced. Material burden is reduced. Please try to do some service. Every home should have one altar. If not necessarily deities, at least pictures like this one. There is no difference. Huh? We have to render service to them. Without doing that one, don't get on to your job. Please. Then only you can claim yourself a Krishna conscious, otherwise not. We are chanting and not happy. It means we are not chanting. We are Krishna conscious for namesake. We are not doing anything. Some of you are finishing our sixteen rounds and going, no. You should do something for Krishna. Even the thief also, they pray God before they are going on the job. Please help me. I should not get caught. Isn't it? So this way, Krishna conscious persons are very, 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 very special. Fortunate means even materialists also they can say, I am also fortunate. Today I got so much money, I am fortunate. Special means they are getting what they need. Special means it's not that much easy to get what you need. You may get what you want, but it is very, very difficult to get what you need. That's why we are all special. They can get what they want, that's okay. But that's not going to get them peace of mind. That's not going to give them peace of mind. They are always anxious, worried. So Krishna conscious persons are very, very special if they are really Krishna conscious. Means that they render some service to Krishna with wholehearted. not for the namesake. So this very very important point is Sreyan Swadharma Vigunaha. And then we have to treat, we have to think our job as punishment. But I should come out from this punishment. How? Do that one as the service to Krishna. Karmanye vadikareste ma phalesu kadachana ma karma phala hetu mate sangastva karmani. Do your duty as a lawyer. Don't expect any fruits from them. He is very nice person, billionaire. I can loot him. And don't abstain from your duty. Don't say that I do not want to do these liars and the liars. I cannot, Baba. I cannot go along with them, so it is better for me to go some other thing. No, no, no. You have to do your job. And don't claim. What is that one? Don't claim your fruits are due to you. Because of you, you got the... Because of whom we got the results? Only the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? So this very, very nicely, each and every one of us, those who want to be in Krishna consciousness, they should understand this point and lead the life. Then after giving up this body, we need not come back again in this material world to suffer. We are going to get our own spiritual body and we will lead our life blissfully. Satchitan Ananda. Okay? So you can learn so many things in my lectures and in my notes also. The subject matter and then Krishna concept principles. There may be some, most of them are different. So don't neglect either. Better to listen to this lecture also. Second, as many as times you are listening, that much you will get the realization. Isn't it? You were telling now, once I told something and you realize later on. So in this way, I am, on behalf of Prabhupada again, I am telling you that what you are doing is punishment, is not our profession. Our profession is only rendering service to Krishna. Jivera, Swarupahai, Krishnera, Nityadasa. Okay? So you do your sadhana very, very nicely. You can realize your position. Just like Sanatana Goswami was asking. Everyone is calling me as a Pandit, but I do not know who I am. So you should understand that you are part and parcel of Krishna. Your duty is rendering service to Krishna. But you cannot neglect your present position also. Be in that position and use Krishna concept principles in your life. Karma, jnana. Then only the combination is perfect and complete. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Is there anyone has any doubt or clarification required, please? Yes. Common man and uncommon man, what the difference you mean?
Basically,
it means that for namesake he is doing and not for, isn't it? That's why we have called already Niyamagraha. The word is told, Niyama plus. In that one text you will find only Niyamagraha, Niyamagraha. But when we are reading that, we have to split the words. While singing also we cannot sing the combined statements. We have to split, then only it is very nice. The singers, they do very nicely. They split that one and they sing. Then only the listeners can also, they enjoy that one, they understand that better. So here, Niyamagraha, Niyama plus Agraha, that is also Niyamagraha. Niyama plus Agraha, that is also Niyamagraha. Okay, so Niyama Agraha means we are accepting the rules and regulations. What for we have to accept? For our purification, elevation. Isn't it? Those who are accepting, that is, they are called Agraha. Agraha means grasping. Agraha means rejecting like. But some people, they are called Vesadhari, pretenders. They follow everything, they chant, they do this, that and all. But not for their purification and elevation. Only for the namesake. You understand? They are the pretenders. Only for, I do not want to purify myself. I am doing. Some people completely they reject also. Niyamagraha. They don't accept that one. They don't do also. Many people, they take initiation, they don't follow our rules and regulations. That is one type of Niyamagraha. And this type of Niyamagraha, they are pretenders. They are looking, very nicely. Devotees, but they don't want to correct their mistakes. They want to be pretenders. They do not want to advance. You understand? So what is you are talking about the ordinary person and this one? You can think yourself. For our own benefit, we have to accept the rules and regulations for our
purification.
Then only we will have the elevation. It clears your doubt? Yes. Anything else?
We are one person is earning more money on direct or indirect way. So can he place that money in Krishna and can he say that it is he is getting the purification because he is also spending for Krishna?
Yes. Karma Yoga. Some or other, because his business is like that one. If he stops that business, somebody else is going to do that business. At least this person is utilizing that profit in the service of Krishna. But someone else comes, he earns the money, he is going to misuse that money. Which is better? Agnata Sukruta. Without having proper knowledge, even if he engages his earnings in the service of Krishna. This is what Prabhupada actually engaged us in this way. We are making life members now. Who are the life members? They are earning money, some or other. We do not know. But no problem. We go and we collect money. They give money. Isn't it? Prabhupada never thought in the beginning that we had to make members, life members. He wants everyone to become devotees directly. But many people, they tried their best, it was not successful. Then Prabhupada suggested, at least they are earning. You can go and preach and tell them how best they can utilize this money and how best they can come out from the entanglements of their activities, karmic activities. If you explain them the consequences of the earnings, at least in our India, they have respect for a saintly people. They accept. So in this way, you can go and collect money and give them some chances to come to temple. Give them books. In that way, Prabhupada suggests us to have life members and engage in even such materialists also in devotional service. Phone. Power. Your question is answered. We are not scared of anyone. We never neglect anyone. We also go, we also preach each and anyone. No problem for us. Isn't it? One way of engaging them in the service of Krishna. Yes. Okay. At least all the leaders should put some questions, then only the leaders can also empowered. Yes?
Peter, you said there is no scriptures which recommends borrowing, meaning Islam, even Bhagavad
Gita. Taking loan and all, yeah.
Loan and all. Nowadays, practically, buying a house or buying a car.
That is not according to scriptural injunctions. This is on your own. This is called?
Sense gratification. Sense gratification.
No. You are going against the scriptural injunctions. What you are doing? Karma, vikarma, akarma. Which one you are doing?
Vikarma.
Vikarma. So vikarma is horrible. Isn't it? No one, no books, no this and the scriptures recommend you to borrow something and do because I am lacking. I want this way. Isn't it? Krishna can do, tell like that, I don't have any building to stay. You borrow some money and consider very, very big temple. Krishna never told. Prabhupada never told. Prabhupada recommended. They told, Prabhupada informed that for devotees there is no necessity of a temple. But only for the neophytes, outsiders. We have to attract them. If there is no nice temple, we cannot attract people. Now Chennai ISKCON so attractive, so big. They have never witnessed such a temple in South India. Isn't it? So many people in the beginning, many people they used to come and they were glorifying. They used to say, I'm coming from Pollachi, I'm coming from that tree, all the state from Kerala, Tamil Nadu, down to Tamil Nadu, southeast, southmost. For Karnataka, Andhra, even from north also. The temple is not for devotees, temple is for neophytes, to attract them. Then only we can give them regular lectures. That's why he compared to churches also. Churches, they have the churches, but there is no activity. There is no preachings. There is no devotional songs, devotional activities. They are not engaging the public in devotional service. So he requested all our temple centers, always we should have our programs. The programs should go on. We cannot stop them. To make materialist devotees. Yes. Yes. You can tell in Tamil afterwards. Yes. I'm really very sorry. I'm unable to hear anything. Dhritarashtra. Siksha. Siksha. Trinadapi Sunichena. Yeah, you see, now I told that you are a doctor. You can mint money by doing one operation. But you are Krishna conscious. Your heart is telling, no. It is not for to mint money. It is only as the service to Krishna. You understand? This is not humbling you. For this one only you have to do your sadhana nicely. When you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, not Ramo Ramo Ram Ram, you chant Hare Krishna, there Krishna presence. He will empower you, he will give you that power. He will give you the consequences if you go against that one. People are doing because they do not know the consequences of what they are doing. They are seeing only outwardly, they are not seeing inwardly. You got the point? Because of that only, you can be able to do. In the beginning of this Barsana, I camp, even I was also there. I realized, then only I saw what is the operation theater, how we have to be very cautious. There are all, everybody cannot go with chappals or this, that and all. These are free of cost. Our Guru Maharaj engaged all my godbrothers in such a activity. You understand? They are not the losers. Bali Maharaj gave everything. He wanted to conquer all 14 planetary systems. He conquered. But in one fraction of a second, he lost everything. And he was forced to give away what all he earned. Krishna, how nice he is, you know. He sent him to Sutala planetary system and he gave him more than what he was expecting. He was expecting to be Indra. He gave in Sutala planetary system more than what the Indra was having. You understand? It needs some faith. The faith comes if you listen to others, seniors, saintly persons, and you do your sadhana nicely, perfectly, offenselessly. You become, as you are advancing, you are becoming just like Truna, the grass. How humble you are, that shows how much you are elevated. How arrogant you are, that shows how much you are arrogant. You have no qualifications of a devotee. Isn't it? That gives the answer for your question. Still, if you have anything, please come out. Hare Krishna. Yes? Daily? That's why I, same thing I told him. If we do our sadhana, Krishna actually becomes happy. What is the speciality of a sadhana, you know? Sadhana is austere, austerity. The mother was asking last that day. But everyone come to this world for austerity? For enjoyment. And Krishna sent all of us for enjoyment. But those who understood the reality and accepting the austerity, Krishna is not happy with them. You understand? So that's why we insist to do our sadhana nicely. That's the only one thing, is first going to please Krishna. My child was very, very naughty and he becomes very humble, very obedient. You are not happy? You understand? So this way you have to understand. You have to listen to hear. And you have to do your sadhana very nicely. Then you will get that power. Is answering your question? Yes, somebody else? Somebody right? Yes? Learn. This is the precautions given by Prabhupada.
The second one is that everybody is a
cheater.
Then how to learn?
He is cheater. How to learn?
As it is, because everybody is cheater and cheater. Whatever the learning is also, it is something different. It was done by the cheater.
So that's why you have to do that lesson. Really, I'm telling. Today also I saw in WhatsApp message, they are inaugurated Chaitanya Subodhini. Many people are going for Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, this, that and all. But I am not interested in that way. Really, when I started my preaching career, I thought that how practically I want to engage the people in devotional service. What is the use of me making everyone the masters of Bhagavad Gita and if they are not becoming like Arjuna? You got my point? What is the use of me making all masters of Bhagavad Gita? He can give any answer from that one if upside down, downside up, anyway, and they are not like Arjuna. What is the use? Huh? That's why I do not know, this is the inspiration from the heart and the inspiration from all my followers. They have only made this one. Huh? So it is coming. As though we have to learn as it is. On your own you cannot learn as it is, because you are already having defects. The four defects are there, no? You cannot. You understand? That's why we recommend any position you are in, you do your sadhana, you will be pleased by Krishna, then Krishna has the obligation to help you, then he will send someone to you. He may not come directly to you. You understand? Everything is possible. Impossible is the word in the dictionary of fools, isn't it? In Krishna consciousness, everything is possible. Impossible is also made possible, and possible also made impossible. Rake Krishna, Mareke. Mare Krishna, Rakeke. If Krishna wants to protect someone, no one can kill. If Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect. Isn't it? If you become Krishna conscious, if you hold the lotus feet of Krishna, no one can do anything to you. Huh? Isn't it? But you are not holding the lotus feet of Krishna as though you may become transcendentalist. Yesterday we were talking about that one. The Mayavadis. Huh? Huh? The impersonalists. They are also transcendentalists. But they have no support. Support of lotus feet of Krishna. That's where they fall down. But if you have some support, that will grow and grow and grow and grow forever. Huh? The support is Krishna. The support is hidden hand of Krishna in each and every one and each and everything. Huh? You understand? First of all, you need not seek anyone who can help me Krishna consciously. You take Krishna directly, then Krishna has the obligation to help you. Then he will send you. Huh? You don't try to find who is a suitable person for me. That's not necessary. Huh? Is Sanson's your person? Yes. Anyone else? This is very, very important to class. Huh? We have to change our lifestyle. Huh? We were thinking something, one second, we were thinking something about ourselves. But in Krishna consciousness, everything is upside down. That's Krishna consciousness is actually a turning point in our life. Huh? Yes, Matani? Sorry? Oh, Haribali, you are doing.
Go fast, fast, and then finish the round.
In my lifetime, only one day, I missed my 16 rounds. I did not do, I could not do my 16 rounds. Which day it was? No, anyone can tell? Sorry? Man is, when I got married that time, I was not Krishna conscious. My daughter's marriage, yes, correct. I told already? Achha, sorry. There's only one day in my life I did not do. The moment and all, I was awake. The next day, the one day, I actually applied Krishna. Please forgive me, Krishna, I could not do. Krishna is not that much cruel, if you are really sincere. But due to this circumstance, we may not sometimes do properly. But don't do Hariburali. You can keep that one pending for next day. You understand my point? Krishna doesn't want, but you don't do anything in advance. Tomorrow I will be busy, today I do. No, telling, I'm telling, no. Some people may also think, no, because tomorrow my daughter is getting married, I may not do my rounds. Today I will. No, that's not, Krishna doesn't accept that. You can do more rounds a day, but you cannot do for the next day today. Huh? The next day, for next day you can do day after tomorrow, no problem. How best you are doing that much fast, you will advance. If you delay that one, today I want to finish off somehow, I rather I finish that one, means you will never advance fast. You understand? You can keep that one pending also, Mataji. You understand? But you do any rounds you are doing that day, you could be able to do only 8 rounds, do very, very nicely. While driving car, while traveling numbers, that at all we cannot count for our countable rounds. You can chant, that's no problem, but you cannot take that one as my 16 rounds. Huh? Then we are cheating ourselves actually, huh? Isn't it? So, the number of rounds you can be able to do peacefully, offenselessly, how best you can do, you do that one, keep the rest for the next day. That's the best. We should not think that somehow or other I have to finish off my rounds. That's no good. You understand? Somehow or other I have to finish off my round. Let me do. That's no good. Krishna is not pleased with that one. You know that one? The pregnant woman, when she gives delivery, she is not in a position to chant. But if she got already initiated, she has to make all the days pending and count. And after she end, when she is able to do the rounds, she has to finish off all those days also. Huh? You have that experience? Isn't it? Huh? So the chanting got that much importance. Huh? If the Mataji give delivery means she cannot chant properly also. Huh? But if she is not ill, something, she can need not sit right and do. Huh? You can, according to your convenience also, you can lay down on your bed if you are not feeling well. Then also you can do your chanting, but peacefully, intensely. Huh? You can lay down also, no problem. Huh? But you cannot do that one improperly. You can keep pending. This lady is only, after giving the delivery, it's really very, very horrible. Huh? They have to do all the rounds afterwards. Huh? So better take initiation after finishing off your children. Huh? Otherwise the problem. But what to do? This Krishna's, to please Krishna. Your doubt is clear, Mataji? Your doubt is clear now? So better to do very nicely, peacefully, and postpone the next. But don't have the habit of keep postponing. That one also we have to be. Suppose if we give some excuse means, we always use that excuse forever. That's no good. No, that's no good. Here we don't insist because we have the shifts and all. Working, many people are working in first shift, second shift, third shift. It's very, very difficult. That's why no time is restricted. Any time you can do better, that's best. But those who are in the normal shift, day shift, they can get up early in the morning, isn't it? But those who are in the second shift, it is horrible for them. Second shift means half day, half night. They cannot do anything. I also suffer like that one in my those days. I was also working in second shift. Second shift means you cannot do any other work. At least third shift also little better. In daytime you can do something. And first shift means it's better. So shift wise you're going, but we have no restrictions. But you have to do only the best way, best possible way. Do it short. Anytime there is no problem. Even before going to bed also, we people, we don't get sleep as soon as we lay down. We'll take some more time. During that time also we can chant and lay on bed. In that way. The best thing is, in one sitting doing all the 16 rounds. But it is not possible for everyone. So we should not want to jump over to that position. Slowly, then Krishna will help us. Yes. You don't have anything? That day you asked very nice person. But light was not there. Anyone else? The leader should actually ask her. Sridhanitha.
We didn't know the answer for that question.
What the question? Can you repeat the question now?
Duryodhana and they are Adharma, they are doing, but they are getting liberated.
Very correct. Duryodhana, the opposite side, isn't it? Duryodhana and everywhere. Very, very correct. So, what is the thing I told that day in front of Krishna, something never comes? Who never comes in front of Krishna?
Maya.
In front of sun, darkness is not there, isn't it? So in the war field, Krishna is there. Those who are doing anything, they are doing that one connected to Krishna. So that and all, karmic-less. It is not going to give them any reaction because the presence of Krishna. Isn't it? And moreover, that was arranged by Krishna. That was arranged by Krishna on the order of Krishna, Duryodhana, all these Kauravas, all these Pandavas, all are acting on the order of Krishna in order to teach us. It is not the benefit for the Duryodhana or Pandavas or Kauravas. It is the benefit for ourselves, for the future population. You understand? Anyone in front of Krishna does anything, it is inactive. It has no reaction. So that's why all who all killed by Krishna also got liberated. They never go to heaven, because the Duryodhana are not ordinary souls like us. They are special souls. They are coming from Vaikuntha Loka. This is the drama. In the drama, they are acting. After the drama is over, they went back to their respective places. As we are also putting in our Chennai, we have a Bhakti Vedanta drama. The group is there, isn't it? They've been to so many places. Arupakote also, they went and they displayed there also. Then they went to Nellore or something. Good. So our people, our devotees, they are the... they are doing very nice dramas. But that are all in Tamil. But they are translating also. The action is there, but the tape will be going on. In somewhere in Andhra Pradesh, they played like that also. The words and all. So it is just like that one. Anyone, that's why we are telling some or other. What is the sloka? Sarvakama. Akama Sarvakama. Whether you have the spiritual desire or material desire. Whether your heart is good or bad, you just approach Krishna. You will be purified. That's the thing we are doing, the preachers. You are drunkard? No problem. Isn't it? You chant Hare Krishna, you will become very nice men, gentlemen, many people, they tried to stop drinking, smoking and all. It was not at all possible. But many people, those who were chanting this one, in America, you can see, isn't it? Many people, they are women hunters, meat eaters, gamblers, drunkards. They all become pure devotees. This is due to only the holy names they uttered. So in Krishna consciousness, there is nothing is impossible. There is no material impediments in Krishna consciousness. No one can say, because of this I cannot become Krishna consciousness. We are all children of Krishna. How we cannot go back to our own place? You cannot say something is abstracting me. That is your desire, to get abstracted by that thing. Isn't it? Nothing is going to impede you. Anyone can become Krishna conscious. Because the qualification is, we are all children of Krishna. You cannot enter MBBS course unless you are passed in 12th standard and pre-test or something, no? Otherwise, isn't it? But for Krishna consciousness, already we are children of God. So for us there is no pre-qualifications is required. Anyone, that's what Prabhupada told. That's what Prabhupada told. I have constructed a big building in that anyone and everyone can be accommodated. The whole world can be accommodated. Is it? Yes? Anything else? All become tired? Okay. Yes, yes. I'm really deaf. No, that's the thing I was telling. He should feel that one, the service to Krishna. That's not punishment. Only materialists will feel that one as the punishment. That is true. But the devotee is developing the consciousness that he is not under punishment. He is an instrument in the hands of Krishna to fulfill the desires of all the people. How you can think that one? If you don't have the service mood, then you may think like that one. I do not want to say that. I am little special. Those who have that, they don't serve. That's a false ego. You should ask, you should invite the doctor. Reading the books is not going to help. I already told, no? Reading means the principles we should implement in our life. If you don't implement them in our life, we cannot realize that one. It's just like the check we are emitting in our account, that not realized. You cannot enjoy. In that way, many people are lying in the same stage. We should invite them. Then it will be realized. Anything else? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.